I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to JMQ 88.9 FM, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel, a movie review with Melanie Cuttings. So we welcome Melanie.
Hello.
So did you see a movie this week, Melanie?
I saw a movie last week.
Okay.
Yes. Oddly, in Vermont.
Okay.
It's typical.
Oh, nice.
I'm usually at the Maison de Cinema, but being summer and... Mm-hmm. Having our camper in Vermont, that's where we ended up. And they do have a movie theater there. One of the movies they had was one that they had a few movies that I wanted to see, but the one we ended up seeing was Mission Impossible.
Okay.
Fallout, which is, I don't know, it's number 5 or 6 in the this series of Mission Impossible movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, in fact, playing locally in French and English.
Okay.
And there's some good show times. It's 12:40 and 6:45, and then much later at night. So if you would like to go and see it, it's there, and it'll probably be there for a little while. Although I think it's now easily 2 weeks. So maybe don't wait too long if you would like to see this movie. And I do recommend it. I think that it was... very well done. It's the action up the yin yang. There's so much action in this movie.
Okay.
And I may have mentioned in the past that Tom Cruise, who of course is the star, Ethan Hunt, does most, if not all, of his stunts. And doing something or other in this particular one, he actually hurt himself, and they had to shut production down for a while he recovered. But he takes great pride in being able to do all his stunts at his age, which is at least 50 at this point. Mm-hmm. And so there's Tom, swinging from a helicopter and on a crazy motorcycle chase through Paris, leaping from one building to another. It is good fun. It's a long movie, though. It's pretty close to 2.5 hours. And if you say for the full credits, it may be even more than 2.5 hours. But it is, if you've liked the others, then this is kind of more of the same, but maybe a cut above. And it does have fun folks supporting him in this. He has his techie... Well, he's got a couple of techie buddies who are part of the IMF, the Impossible Mission Force, and they're good foils for him. There are two women. One is Michelle Monaghan, who plays Tom's wife from a previous Mission Impossible, and they've kind of split up because he doesn't really want her. He feels that he's putting her right in the line of fire, which he is, when they were married. But she makes a reappearance in this, and ultimately they kind of resolve their relationship to everyone's satisfaction. Anyway, very very entertaining. Even if it's long, I wasn't falling asleep. I very much enjoyed it. The story is a tiny bit hard to follow, but frankly, that doesn't matter very much because it's the action that keeps your attention, not trying to follow all the ins and outs of the story. It's most of it is set in Europe, and there are some beautiful scenes of Paris, for example.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Anyway. Definitely one that I would say on a rainy day, or if you can stay up late and you say, well, I'll go to a late show, I don't want to miss out on these beautiful days that we've been having, then definitely take it in. There is really an embarrassment of riches this week in terms of what's available at the Maison de Cinema. What's been there now for, I guess, for a couple of weeks is a movie in both French and English called The Spy Who Dumped Me, with Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon, who I think is just the best thing in the movies these days. She's so talented. And that's not getting super duper reviews, and but it looks again like fun. She plays Mila Kunis plays a young woman who is married to someone who turns out to be a spy, but she doesn't know it. And needless to say, she ends up getting into the spy game. I haven't seen it. If it's around for a while, I will probably get over there. But again, it is summer, and trying to find the times to get out to the movies is a little trickier than it ordinarily would be. So one that I would say, sure, go see it if you have the time, and if you enjoy spy spoof movies. The other, another movie, which has been there, it's not brand new, so it's been there probably for a week or two, is one that that I absolutely would recommend. I haven't seen it yet. I will see it, and it's called Three Identical Strangers. And what it says here is the most amazing, incredible, remarkable, true story ever told. And when I checked things out on Rotten Tomatoes to see how it scored on the tomato meter, it's incredible. It's got a 96% approval, like heavy duty approval, among critics, and audience scores 89%. So it's a good one. And again, I've not seen it. This is one I will see, and I can give you a tiny capsule. It says three strangers are reunited by astonishing coincidence after being born identical triplets separated at birth and adopted by three different families. This, of course, is a true story, by the way. Their jaw-dropping, feel-good story instantly becomes a global sensation, complete with fame and celebrity. However, the fairy tale reunion sets in motion a series of events that unearth an unimaginable secret, a secret with radical repercussions for us all. So I have no idea what that secret is, and I wouldn't tell you even if I did. But
it's intriguing.
It's, yeah. But it certainly makes the movie, even without that, looks like it would be fascinating. This idea of identical triplets being sort of, you know, dispersed among three different families and then coming together again under kind of very coincidental circumstances. So definitely one to try and get to. On the Maison de Cinema website, which, by the way, functions better now than did it, when you open it up, all the movies are actually there. But what they, and this happened with the RBG movie as well, when you, on that opening page where it's got little sort of icons of the different films, it just says French for this one. The movie is not in French. The movie is in English, and it has French subtitles. Why they do this, I don't know, but if you go and you say, oh, look at that, I'd love to see that movie, but it's only in French, it's not. It's in English, and it has French subtitles. So definitely one to give some thought to going to. And another movie, which is, well, a couple other movies. As I said, it's an embarrassment of riches. And just when you think, oh my God, I can't go to any more movies, and then they open up some really interesting new ones. Disney's Christopher Robin is playing in French and English, which I think is designed, kids and their parents. It's been doing okay in terms of critics and audience. People seem to like it. And it's the story of Christopher Robin grown up and Pooh and Pooh's friends find him again. Anyway, I've only seen the previews, and I thought, well, this looks kind of cute. And the lead, the Christopher Robin character, is McEwen, a great Scottish actor, and he's always good. So I would, time permitting, I'll certainly try and see that one. And if you have kids with you and you'd like to see something involving Winnie the Pooh and his friends, this is recommended. Another one also getting phenomenal reviews on Rotten Tomatoes is called, it's a Spike Lee film, called Black Klansman. It's not a documentary, but it is based on a true story about a black reporter in the South who decides to infiltrate the Klan down there. Mm-hmm. And it's during the period of time when they were trying to make the Klan, well, in a word, whitewash the Klan to make it look better than it clearly is. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen it, as I say, but definitely one that I will put on my to-see list, probably before Christopher Robin and The Spy Who Dumped Me. But in any event, very, very well received. Black Klansman is getting 97% the tomato meter. The Mission Impossible also up there. I think it's 97%. Mm-hmm. So a couple of, very well received movies are playing. And this one, there may not be any name actors in it, unless you happen to know Adam Driver, who's done a lot recently, and a really, really good story based in reality. It's the early 1970s, and he's a detective, mm-hmm. named Ron Stallworth, and he's the first African-American detective to serve in the Colorado Springs Police Department. Okay. And he's determined to make a name for himself, so he bravely sets out on a dangerous mission, infiltrate and expose the Ku Klux Klan. The young detective soon recruits a more seasoned colleague into the undercover investigation of life. Of course, being black, it would be really difficult for him to, in person, mm-hmm. infiltrate the Klan. But he and his colleague team up to take down the extremist hate group as the organization aims to sanitize its violent rhetoric to appeal to the mainstream. Anyway, fascinating and both kind of a comedy drama. There's certainly some comedic moments, but there's also a fair bit of drama. And it deals with a pretty serious subject, of course. And I think, finally, locally, with our many, 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 many movies, there is one which just opened, I guess, last week. I've been away for a bit, called The Meg.
Okay, that's an interesting title.
The Meg.
Yeah.
The Meg is about a monster-sized shark.
Okay.
What would the summer be without a shark movie?
Mm-hmm.
So this is it. And the person who is starring is this very popular action star, Jason Statham. And this movie, although I don't think it's critically kind of a bust, mm-hmm. 49%, but financially it is pulling in money hand over fist or fin over fang. It's just hugely successful.
Mm-hmm.
It's made twice as much money as Mission Impossible, interestingly, which I thought Mission Impossible would be the big blockbuster in terms of terms of income, but The Meg goes beyond this. Mm-hmm. And it as I said, it has to do with a giant economy sized shark. It's actually a megalodon, which had been thought to be gone. Mm-hmm. It may have existed at some point, but it was thought to be extinct. Okay, so you have the deep sea submersible has been attacked by a massive creature previously thought to be extinct and now lies disabled at the bottom of the deepest trench in the Pacific. Where else? With its crew trapped inside. So, expert deep-sea rescue diver Jason Statham is recruited to save the crew and the ocean itself from this unstoppable threat. A prehistoric 75-foot-long shark known as the Megalodon.
Okay.
I'm not sure of the pronunciation, but the Megalodon, hence the name The Meg. It's getting okay reviews. Some of the reviewers say, you know, you get what you pay for. It's not the best shark movie ever, but it doesn't seem to be the worst either. Mm-hmm. And lots of people really like Jason Statham. He is kind of fun to watch. He's pretty fearless in what he does. One critic says the Meg is oddly charming. More pulp than cheese, like the sci-fi pumped out in the 1950s. So if you like big sharks and big shark kind of movies, then again, this one is for you. I'm not so sure I'll see it, but I do have, there's just so many movies now, I won't be able to see everything I'd like to see unless we have like a series of rainy days and I can hang out at the movies. Anyway, so that's it. So the ones, I'll quickly just run through them one more time, the ones that are playing and that I'd recommend. One is Black Klansman, Spike Lee movie based on real events. Christopher Robin, Disney's version of Christopher Robin, all grown up. Let's see, we have Mission Impossible Fallout, which I have seen and I do recommend. The Meg, about the big shark, which I guess, without my telling people to go, people have been going anyway. The Spy Who Dumped Me, which just looks kind of light but fun. Mm-hmm. And this very interesting true story, Three Identical Strangers.
Mm, sounds interesting.
Yeah, so much to see at the movies.
Exactly.
And don't forget that it's, of course, always a bargain. Mm-hmm. $7 a pop if you buy your package of 8 tickets, and good popcorn, nice people, good air conditioning.
Okay.
So if you anyway, one of those days when you say, "Oh, first, even if it's not raining, but you say it is too warm to do anything, go to the movies."
Good advice.
Sit in a dark theater in the cool.
Okay.
That's it.
Good. Well, we thank you, Melanie.
You're welcome.